In episode 72 of Personalities at Carey, we are talking with Hari Sengara. Hari is from Indonesia and he has a background in consulting. Over the summer of 2018, he interned at Caesars Entertainment. He is concentrating in business analytics. To tell us more about himself, here is Hari Sengara. So hello everyone, welcome to Personalities at Carey. This is episode number 72 and today we are in conversation with Hari Sengara. Did I get it right? You have a longer name though, right?
It's a very long name. It's okay. 5 words.
Can you tell us?
It's a Balinese name actually. Uh-huh. So it starts with I, mm-hmm. and then Gede, mm-hmm. Hari, mm-hmm. Arsadana, uh-huh. Sengara.
Wow. So,
and then I just need to adopt that name to like more first name, last name, like uh-huh. in the US, but they use in the US, so I shortened that up.
So is Sengara the part of your family name, or is it something that it's unique to you in your family?
No, it's actually a family name, but okay. it's not really a family name, but mm-hmm. I try to put it like that, so okay. just following my father's name.
Yeah. Okay. Nice, and then the first thing is like I, which is just one letter.
It's actually a gender. So okay. in Bali, it's I is for a male, mm-hmm. and then if it's a ni, it's for a female.
Okay.
And then the second word, gede, means that you're the firstborn child.
Okay.
And you have like different names for different.
So child. With the name, there's a lot of information about you that transfers to where you're talking.
Apparently, it's too long. It doesn't okay. fit in my social security, so it's a bit of a hassle.
With the email address, you'll have to have multiple periods in there, like first name dot last name.
For personal, but
you don't.
I just keep it Hari Sengara. That's okay. straightforward.
All right. So tell us a little bit about your background. You've come from Indonesia, so give us like what you've been doing there, mm-hmm. and kind of what you've learned in school. What you bring to the school and why you're doing your MBA?
Yeah, so I'm from Indonesia. I spent most of my life in Indonesia. But during my childhood, I actually spent a couple of years in the US in Madison, Wisconsin, where my dad was taking his PhD. Mm-hmm. So I think my first language would be English, I suppose. Okay. But we spoke a lot of Indonesian at home. Then I went back to Indonesia, spent all my elementary school up to like university, my undergrad in Indonesia. And then I worked in Jakarta, which is the capital of Indonesia, in a market research company called the Nielsen Company for mm-hmm. a couple of years. And then I moved to a consulting company called Deloitte.
You all know about Deloitte, yeah. All right.
So, yeah, I mean... I took an undergrad in business management, particularly mm-hmm. in marketing. I was really passionate at that time on market research. It seems like a cool job. You get to play with data and then use the data, create reports, create insights, create engaging presentation, and then come to your clients. Seems like you have all the answer for all every their marketing problem, and just like being a cool guy. And then I went up working for a marketing research company. But I found that playing with data is, you have like limitation. You're not really engaged with the business of the company of your client. You can only provide insight and you'll never know, or maybe you'll know a little bit about like what the impact of your recommendations or the data that you're providing to your client. So that actually led me to move to consulting, where mm-hmm. I had still the opportunity to leverage my experience using market research, but also engage like more close relationship with clients, helping them in terms like improving their business.
Okay. So did you come to WP Carey trying to do marketing as your concentration?
I did. Okay. First time I did. I took a couple of classes, but I realized that there's a lot of like repetition in what I learned during my undergrad years. And also professionally, I learned a little bit of marketing as well, more on the market research side, so I decided to shift that to.
Okay, so what are you doing now?
I'm actually doing business analytics and okay. information management.
Wow, so you're doing the two heavy quant subjects.
It's not really analytics is a heavy quant.
Okay,
information management is a different thing.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, it's more like connecting technology with business. Mm-hmm. It's also there's like a background where I took. Why did I took that? Because during my consulting years, there's like a lot of different business problems that I was faced upon it, and then I don't have the answers. Like, I just realized that when I was doing my consulting work, it comes from a realization that I need to go back to school, learn a lot of things related with business acumen, including like the IT aspect of business, and all other stuff entailed with the MBA.
So of all the classes that you've taken so far, do you have a favorite course?
I wouldn't say not particularly. Okay. I mean, I'm just really grateful with all the classes. They're all great professors, and I really enjoy each of the class that I took.
Okay. And did you make this decision at the end of the first semester, or like over time you've moved away from marketing and?
It's over time.
Okay.
I mean, up to the first year, I was still doing marketing. Then I realized that I think I need to expand my knowledge in other areas of business. So that's where I decided to change to information management and analytics.
Okay. And anything other than like the curriculum that has stood out to you in terms of your expectations out of your MBA at WP Carey? Anything like the executive connections that we have, career services, clubs, anything that's outside of the curriculum?
I think I've really enjoyed my MBA experience so far. I mean, we have like a small cohort, and even that's still like difficult to speak to each other. But having that small class size is really helpful. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy being in a small knit community. Yeah, people are really helpful. If you need help on anything, I will just reach out to anyone, and they're really helpful. That's a very good collegial culture that we have here. Also, there's like tons of activities. What I see, the clubs are amazing. I see like a lot of people have their own initiative, and then it's not easy to like to come up with something and make it happen. And that I see a lot of people making that happen in here. It seems that it really depends on you what you want to do, and you can make it happen. So I'm just really grateful to be like together with a lot of great people over here.
And what was your experience last year getting the internship that you did? What was your strategy going into getting that internship, and then what really happened?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, as an international, I was a little bit skeptic, like finding internship, like maybe the other international colleagues here. But basically, I just filter out like all the jobs that weren't clearly not going to sponsor hire international. So I just have that bucket of companies, and I try to approach these companies through like try to network and also apply. I was fortunate that I had my offer really early in the game in the first year. So I didn't really apply to a lot of companies back then.
Okay. So where did you end up for summer last year?
I ended up in Caesar Entertainment.
Oh, right. Okay. So you were in Vegas over the summer?
Uh-huh.
Pretty hot for summer in Vegas, but probably must have enjoyed
it. It's not hard. I mean, you mean hot?
Yeah.
I think it's the same like within in Phoenix. And also, you're not like outside every time.
Right.
It's mostly indoors. And I think it was like a once-in-a-lifetime experience, just living on the Strip and then working nearby. I certainly had a really good time over the course of the summer over there. And also working in Caesar Entertainment is something really different, an industry that I haven't been exposed to in the past. So it was like a really like valuable experience for me.
Okay, so can you expand on that, your particular role, and then what you actually did over the summer, what your project was?
Sure. So I was in the strategic sourcing department for Caesar Entertainment. So it's a corporate role. Yeah, funny, right? Because I'm not a supply chain guy. What I'm doing in sourcing, right? So I was hired to help the purchasing operation department within strategic sourcing. So it's not a supply chain role. It's more like a project management handling special project within the strategic sourcing organization. Also responsible for process improvement and doing research that supports the overall strategic sourcing organization.
Got it. And then your project, was that something new that they came up with just for you? Or was it something that was ongoing and you helped them?
They had a lot of things going on. So I was brought in there just to support a lot of projects that are already in the pipeline and also ongoing. I was also fortunate that I had to travel for some places in America, in Illinois, just to help support like expansion of their procurement system in Illinois for Caesars property over there.
Okay. So would you kind of recommend this particular, you know, company and the role to anybody who's like looking right now?
I mean, if you're interested in hospitality business and also entertainment, they're big on that. Yeah, I will recommend Caesar. They're one of the large player in the US or even the world right now. They're expanding really rapidly right now. They had a bad years a couple of years back during like all the back up. There's down business like a financial crisis that they were hit pretty hard, but now they're like growing really rapidly. So I see a lot of opportunities in that industry if you're interested in.
I'm just curious, did they give you housing like at one of the hotels or?
Yeah, I stayed on one of their property on the strip. Okay. So I just stayed on the hotel for 3 months. That was nice. Something new. never lived in a hotel that long.
Alright, so I'm going to ask you a few questions just about your personal life. So hopefully we can get to know you at a personal level. So tell me about what you do in your leisure time. What are your hobbies?
Now if I have like leisure time, I will definitely spend time with my wife. We will travel. Since we're in the US, we try to travel. I mean, in Arizona itself, we try to travel in different places because we think this state is so beautiful and it has like a lot of things to offer in terms of like nature. We like that. We like spending time in nature. So we traveled. I think we traveled Arizona like north, south, east, west, just to explore what's around here because there's just plenty of things to do.
Yeah, you're in a unique situation where you and your wife are both international students and you're going to school at the same time. Like, how's that been for you?
It has been amazing. Really grateful that we got accepted on the same university. And I'm also really grateful for my wife because she's one of the big reason I'm here right now. She's also the one of the reason why I got introduced with WP Picari in the first time because it wasn't in my radar like going to take an MBA in Arizona, but I had the privilege before like in the application process to visit the campus, spoke with people, spoke with former students, and it actually clicked with what I'm looking for in an MBA program.
All right. So, do you watch a lot of movies? Do you have a favorite movie?
Not particularly. I mean, I watch a lot of movies. I watch a couple of TV series as well.
Are you like a movie watcher? Do you go to the theaters or do you watch at home?
No, once in a while, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I watch it at home mostly.
And do you watch like mostly Indonesian movies?
Or no, I watch Hollywood movies. Okay. But since I'm being like far away from home, so that's a funny thing. So yeah. I don't watch Indonesian movies in Indonesia, but
exactly.
When coming here, I kind of miss like home. So I start watching a couple of Indonesian movies.
Yeah, sometimes I do that as well because it's like they're shot near where my home is. So then I'm like, oh, I used to go there and I know these places.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's a lot of fun.
It's funny. It's a funny way how to see it. Like
yeah. What about music? What kind of music do you like?
Oh, okay. Music. I like jazz. Particularly fusion jazz, smooth jazz. I also like classical music. I like electronic music, EDM. So it's quite diverse the type of music that I like.
Okay. What about books do you read? And do you have a favorite book or author?
I haven't read book for a while right now. I mean, being in the MBA program, I'm mostly reading materials. But I'm particularly interested in books like nonfiction book. Malcolm Gladwell is one of my favorite author. I read a couple of those his books. So.
And if you could choose a person in history that you could have a coffee with and get to know them better, who would that be?
It's for me it's a difficult question because I don't have like someone really like I adore a lot, like a single person. So I like a couple of people and then from different aspect of what they're doing and what they accomplish in their lifetime. So I don't have like a particular.
You can give us multiple names if you have a few people from different backgrounds.
Okay. I guess one of it is, and actually, an Indonesian. Mm-hmm. He's still alive. His name is Habibie. So he spent most of his time like for education abroad, and then at the time, my country Indonesia didn't have an aviation industry. So based on his hard work, and he's also a genius, and then he went back based on all his education he had in Germany until his PhD, went back to Indonesia and built the aviation industry from the ground up. So that's something really inspiring, because you're starting from scratch and you're also dealing with all the politics back in my home countries, and just determination that led him very famous guy.
So are you talking just about like airplanes and stuff, or is starting with like airports, building airports and all that?
It's more like the plane itself.
Just
the
plane. Okay.
And it's very interesting because Indonesia is a island country.
Mm-hmm.
So there's actually it really depends on which data you're looking at, but mm-hmm. more than 14,000 islands within the country. So like aviation is really important, and then back like 20, 30 years ago, we didn't have that industry. And then this guy actually was the pioneer that helped us build that from the ground up.
So once what I did was like, I superimposed Indonesia's map onto the US. And it seems like it's as wide as the US because of where all those like islands are.
Yeah.
So it's like, I didn't expect that to be the case, right?
It's big, but I mean, as I mentioned, like 14,000 islands, that's like, wow. But there's only like most of the population live on like it's concentrated. Yeah. And it's big.
Mm-hmm.
We have around 230 million people.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's a big population. Yeah.
Right. All right. And what about pet peeves? Do you have any pet peeves you can share with us?
You mean like something annoying? Like,
yeah
that annoys me?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say, I guess I really appreciate time.
Mm-hmm.
So if I mean, there's some occasion that I see like people like reaching out to me, just want to meet me, like talk about things, and then there's no news or whatsoever update, and they just didn't make it. Mm-hmm. So that kind of bugger me.
Yeah, I can see that happening.
Really, really like that.
Especially when like it's almost like they have nothing to lose if they don't show up. If it's that's the case, then you feel really.
Yeah,
annoyed. Like, unless like you are getting paid no matter what, if they show up or not, then that's a different story. Like, okay, you feel good that they didn't show up. I didn't have to work, but I'm getting paid for this.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
you're doing a favor to give them your time for free, then they need to like show up at time, right?
Exactly. I mean, I didn't realize that like until lately. I mean, the more you grow up, you realize that your time is really valuable.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, in the past, like if I want to hang out with someone like a friend, I mean, he didn't show up or she didn't show up, and it's fine. But now, like realizing how valuable time is, I just got annoyed.
All right, so what are you trying to do after graduation? Do you have a particular role or a company that you're targeting, or a kind of a location in the US or outside maybe?
Yeah,
that you want to be in?
In terms of geography, I want to be in the Valley in Phoenix for at least for the next 2 or 3 years. A role in something dynamic, because throughout my career I've always been like in a position that is really dynamic. I work with different projects every time, deal with different people, constantly dealing with different people, something along project management, strategy, analytics, something in between is something that I'm looking for.
Okay. And do you have any advice for people who are looking to do their MBA and maybe they've just gotten into the WP Carry and they don't know like how to approach the first year and how to get here? Do you have any advice for them?
I guess we're all really accessible. I had like a couple of people reaching out to me, like just want to know about the program. We're all in LinkedIn. You can just reach out to us. You can reach out to the school. The admission office is really like friendly as well, quite responsive. So I guess that's one way to reach out to us. But I mean, if you have like the privilege, like just coming on campus, like what I did, that's also really helpful in just getting to know like the people here and also like how's the environment over here. But first and foremost, you need to do your research. You need to make sure that the school is really for you, because every school is unique. They have their own strength, and then our school have our own strength, and you just need to see whether it aligns with your long-term goal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of research that goes into choosing your schools.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And what about when you're graduating? How would you like your peers to remember you?
I would say maybe you would say like a serious guy, but it's actually really friendly and warm inside.
Okay, let's see. Yeah, that kind of brings us to the end. So can you give out your email address or anywhere that you're active on social media to people who would like to get in touch with you and keep that conversation going?
Yeah, sure. I'm active in Facebook and LinkedIn, Instagram, I suppose. So it's basically, you just search for Hari Sangara and my name will just pop out. Mm-hmm. If you want to reach out to me by email, my email is hari.sangara@ahu.edu.
Yeah. Thanks, Hari, for doing this with us.
And you, sir.
Hopefully, we'll be out of here pretty soon. It's almost getting to the end of the year.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right. Thank you, listeners, for listening, and I will see you in the next one. Bye. Hari, we appreciate this journey you're taking with us and wish you all the best in your career and in life in general. For all those who are listening, thank you once again for listening to us. We are available on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Apple iTunes, and the rest of the podcast platforms. I shall see you in the next one. Goodbye, everyone, and peace.